El Niño is a natural climatic phenomenon which occurs roughly every 3 to 7 years. It has an impact on global weather patterns, resulting in some places getting more rain than usual, while others receive no rain at all. Experts say this El Niño is among the strongest on record, leading to the worst drought in Ethiopia in 5 decades. Overall, an estimated 60 million people have been affected, mostly in Africa, Asia, the Pacific Islands, and Central and South America. Stephen O'Brien is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator.
El Niño-induced weather extremes have especially affected food security and nutrition, as well as health and water, and indeed sanitation and hygiene. There are very worrying increases in acute malnutrition among children under 5, as well as water and vector-borne diseases. The lack of clean water in health facilities has reduced or altogether stopped health services and schooling in Mozambique and in Zimbabwe. El Niño is also forcing thousands of people to leave arid or flooded regions, including in Ethiopia and in Kenya.
The United Nations says El Niño is also putting recent decades of developmental progress at risk. 13 countries and their aid partners, who include the UN, have developed plans to address the crisis, which total about $3 billion. But they are more than $2 billion short in meeting urgent nutrition, water, health, and other needs. Dr. Wolfgang Yaman, Secretary General of CARE International, spoke on behalf of 6 major non-governmental organizations, or NGOs.
This crisis is affecting millions of people in almost every aspect of their life. People are forced to make almost impossible choices at the moment just because of the lack of resources and access. And these choices are between sheer survival because of lack of food. This is between taking care of the children, taking care of livestock, taking care of their assets, and of course maintaining some kind of sense and hope for the future.
Despite the challenges, the United Nations and its partners believe concerted action can lessen the impact of El Niño. Dr. Gary Conneal is Undersecretary General for Programs and Operations at the International Federation of the Red Cross, the IFRC.
The good news is, however, we can and should do more in order to build resilience. In several communities, we found that with the proper level of support, communities are able to reach out, understand risk and vulnerability, and develop and implement very carefully thought through interventions that build their resilience and reduce the impact of shock. We're seeing an incredible level of success right now in programs with Zurich in Mexico and in Indonesia, working against and protecting communities against the impact of flood.
The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, adds that next month's World Humanitarian Summit in Turkey also provides a critical opportunity to plan for future El Niño events. Deanne Penn, United Nations.